Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of August, 2020. It's Wednesday, Pop Day. I guess that's what they call it, Pop Day. Down through our lives, as God's people, we have come to understand, believe, and accept the fact that the way of man is not in himself. The way of man is not in himself. Matthew 26:42. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not of man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10:23. Thy will be done. Not as I will, but as thou wilt. It's a hard lesson for some of us to learn, is it not? I know that the way of man is not in himself. Well, most of our lives, we have been programmed that the way of man is in himself. Dr. James Dobson is one of the greatest promoters of this. Free will, self-esteem, self-direction, self-actualization, goal setting, gaining more and more knowledge through the wisdom of man. How many self-esteem artists are there out there? There's a lot of them. I was brought up believing this and presenting this garbage to me as if it were fact. Norman Vincent Peale, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Zig Ziglar, Prime the Pump. Dale Carnegie, Winning Friends and Influencing People. And on and on and on it goes. There's so many. Dr. Robert Schuller, Possibility Thinking. Billy Graham, The Hour of Decision. And many others. I could sit here and go on for hours if I wanted to, talking about all these self-artists. The very thing that they were proclaiming, the Bible says just the opposite. Jeremiah said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not man that walketh to direct his steps. Success Motivation Institute. Putting out these books that have categories for every goal, every area of your life. And attributing it all to selfism. Setting goals for your physical life, your spiritual life, your social life, your recreational life, your educational life. But God's the one who directs our steps. That gives me a lot of comfort, because that answers a big question when we don't understand why. Because God is the author and the finisher of our faith. And my Bible tells me, which a lot of people deny, my Bible tells me, He works all things after the counsel of His own will. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Who can say unto him, What doest thou? Hath not the potter power over the clay, of one lump to the same lump to make one unto honor and one unto dishonor? To have this idea that man directs his own steps you have to totally eliminate huge volumes of scripture in the Bible. Now I'm having problems. Facebook must not like me promoting this message very well. So I'm just going to go ahead and keep right on recording on YouTube. I'm not going to even mess around with going back. YouTube's still recording. I'll just put a link on YouTube. Just keep recording as if it's still recording. Because I don't I don't trust Facebook. I don't trust YouTube. I trust God. And so anyway, there's a lot of people out there that have bought into the world system, haven't they? And it's just as prevalent in the churches as it is anywhere else. For God's people, He's predestinated us unto adoption. That means He has predetermined what happens to us before it happens. He's chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. We have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. All things means all things. Some people want to give glory to God in some things, but they want to take credit to themselves for their own life. They want to deny that the way of man is not in himself. They want to deny it's not man that walketh to direct his steps. They want to think they direct their own steps. Look at all these things I've done. Look at all these degrees I have on my wall. Look at my house that I've got. Look at my car. Look at all my achievements. Look at all my friends. Look at all my money. Look at all my assets. The Word of God says that it is God that gives one power to get wealth. God is the one that raises up kings and brings them down. Well, we are told that for the children of grace that we have received an inheritance undefiled, reserved in heaven for us. We are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last times. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Him. God's the one who directs our steps. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power? Why have you ever thought about why you'll go through life and how God waits until a certain time to reveal certain things to you? He'll reveal it incrementally sometimes. He'll give you partial knowledge, and then later on He'll reveal more truth, and then more truth, and then more truth. And you think, why, well, God, why did you wait so long? Why did you wait so long? God's purposes. That's why. It's God's purposes. He's far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. He hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. So how are we to attribute anything other than to God? And also that relates to our salvation. There are some people that say that, like Rick Wiles on True News, you got to get your soul right, he says. You got to get your soul right. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to believe. You got to accept Jesus. You've got to confess your sins. The only way you can do any of those things, Ephesians 2:1 says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy," not man who directed his own steps, not God who picked himself up by his bootstraps and accepted Jesus as Savior, but God, who's rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together. That sounds to me like that is a directly gives all glory and all honor to Christ, who quickened us together with Christ by grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. And a lot of people are boasting right now for all the things they've done in their life. Not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. The Humanist Manifesto proclaims man's free will. The Arminians proclaim man's free will. The Roman Catholics make man's free will as a part of their cardinal doctrines. Well, we're told in the first chapter of Colossians, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven." I'm reading in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." How many times does Paul begin his epistles by saying, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God"? Not by the will of Paul, but by the will of God. Colossians 1, well, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us in the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Well, let us remember, always remember, that the way of man is not in himself. The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh the directed steps. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." Isaiah 26:3, "Trust ye in the Lord forever." Isaiah 26:4, "Trust ye in the Lord forever." The only way we can trust in the Lord forever is if he has given us the faith He's the author. He's the origin of our faith. He's the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. Well, that was really what prompted, because I was so ingrained in this false doctrine of Arminianism, and it's really nothing more than Catholicism, the promotion of the free will of man. That's what prompted me to write this book, The Lies of Free Will. And it gives the history of this doctrine of free will, the origin of the lies of free will, which began with Lucifer when he said, "I will arise and be as God." And all the way down through history, we've had people proclaiming it. Pelagius. Pelagius. James Jacob Arminius, coming against the total depravity of man, against the election of God, against particular redemption for his people. And that's what prompted me writing the book, God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting, and we just completed reading through that book. But the experiences in our life also have a great impact on God guiding and directing us, because after we have the experiences, we look back and see what God's done. And that prompted me writing this book, Phillips versus the State of Missouri, and how God in His sovereignty brought me out of the corrupt, vile State of Missouri Division of Family Services and put me on a different path. The lies against the unfailing grace of God. I've heard people say it's a big lie to say that once saved, always saved. No, it is not. You either believe in eternal life or you don't. God does not give temporary life. He gives eternal life. He gives everlasting life. And it isn't based upon your performance that keeps you in God's grace. It's God's will. It's God that directs your steps. And in this book, it gives the account of the big differences between what John Wesley believed and what George Whitefield believed. And what John Wesley believed and what Augustus Toplady believed. It exposes the lies of C.I. Schofield. It exposes the lies of the Holiness Movement, Charles Finney and Dwight L. Moody. Exposes the lies of evangelicals and Catholics together in turning to Rome. It exposes the lies of Dr. James Dobson, Focus on the Family. It exposes the lies of Billy Graham and the Southern Baptist Convention. Rick Warren's purpose-driven lies. It is God who directs our steps, not man. So when you begin your, and we're all guilty of this, when we begin to ask ourselves the question, why, that's the answer. That's the answer. We can't look to the answer in and of ourselves. So let us never forget the scripture in Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Why do you think that in the Lord's Prayer we're directed to pray, not my will, but thy will be done? Our Father, which is art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, I want to conclude this morning with this thought. And this is something that we can count on. We can take to the bank, and not to our physical bank, but to the spiritual bank. Christ's word forever stands. Many today will give you their word of things they are going to do, but many times we find out what they have said just is not true. But the word of Christ can be trusted because he cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away to prepare a place for you." It's wonderful to know that these words Christ spoke are true. Christ said, "I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son." He said, "I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun." Christ said, "I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also." These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance we can know so, because Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. And let us remember, the Lord is the one who directs our steps. God bless.